Phillips on the KRNA Shark Show. It is another Penguins gig this weekend for Henry. A couple of them, in fact, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night. Henry Phillips, of course, star of stage and screen Comedy Central gigs all over the place. Punching the Clown, four comedy CDs, too. I mean, what a discography for you, Henry.
Yeah, and I actually just put out another CD under my alias. You know, I have a cooking show.
Yeah.
And so every one of those cooking episodes has a song. And so I put out an album of the songs, and it's called Let's Get Suicidal. And it's perfect for the cooking bachelor. And that one's out on iTunes. It's by my alter ego, Jose Suicidio. A lot of depression happening, but it's fun.
I've spent a lot of time on YouTube in Henry's kitchen, and really there's kind of a common theme at the end, but you really give it a good effort.
Yeah. It seems like every relationship I've ever been in, whatever my significant other, she would always make fun of my cooking. I don't know. And as a comedian, your goal is to make people laugh, and you don't really know exactly how you're going to do that. But I'm like, all right, well, if she's laughing at my cooking, then I guess I'm going to have to start making a cooking show. And I really try to treat it seriously. I'm like, all right, we're going to make a Super Bowl chicken pot pie that you can serve to your guests. And yeah. And I pretty much try to do it right on. But, you know, I usually make mistakes.
Have you ever had one that didn't fail?
Yes, my pork chop. That would be episode 7. Pork chop and cheesecake with broccoli rabais sauce or something like that. And that was really, really good, except for it got stolen before I got a chance to eat it. And that's sort of the cliffhanger, and you find out in episode 7, part 2, why it got stolen. So there's a lot. I'm having a lot of fun doing that, and of course touring. I'm on a major tour now. It's called the Polar Vortex Tour.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know if it's called that. That just seems to be what it is.
Well, you might as well be. Yeah.
Are you guys in the polar vortex?
Yeah, we've been in the vortex a couple of times. You know, sucked right in.
I just think it's fun to say. It feels like we're in Star Trek or something.
A lot of weather wimps around here, Henry. You know, most people in any area are natives, and people around here, they just can't handle the weather. They bitch about it a lot. It's like, I don't know, you need an ice storm or a blizzard or a polar vortex. It's not that bad, is it?
As long as you're holed up. I mean, I had a good, you know, yesterday the weather was pretty rough, but I was holed up in my hotel room and drinking hot chocolate. And people really have a misinterpretation of L.A., too, which I always think is funny. It's like, yeah, the weather is always pretty good, but we love getting out of that. Like, it gets boring, you know, and we like
just
to
boring.
See a little bit of snow. Yeah.
Yeah, the weather guys are boring over there, I know.
You know, I mean, sometimes I like to rollerblade around in my thong bikini and have an espresso, you know, with Paris Hilton. And
and then go home and cook.
Yeah, but that's the way we do things. But, you know, I think I can do that here today. I think I could probably, no.
We're going to talk about your buddy Dr. Demento in just a second, experiences on Jimmy Kimmel.
Sure.
As always, Henry's got the battle axe with him. And,
yeah.
Did you have a choice in mind?
Yeah, you want me to do a tune?
Yeah, let's do one up.
All right, why don't I do a song off my latest album, L.A. Dream. It's a song about making mistakes and how it's not that bad. A lot of times we're really hard on ourselves when we make mistakes, and this is a song about how it's not that bad and just picking yourself up and moving on. You hear that right?
Sounds good.
Sometimes we all make mistakes, and sometimes we catch the real tough breaks. But here's a trick that I've been working on. Just say oops and move on. Ran out of gas, or maybe you stepped on broken glass. Or crashed a cruise ship off the coast of Italy. Just say oops and move on. Or let's say you're a movie star and you end up in some Malibu bar. Next thing you know, you're getting blackout drunk and saying stuff about the Jews. Don't you even sweat it. Having gin and tonic and just try to forget it, cause it's all good. Or tweeted your package to a college girl. just say oops and move on. Sometimes there's nothing else to do. Besides, there might be people suing you, 'cause you might have killed the king of pop by giving him too much drugs. Just say oops.
Yeah.
This is a true story, too. Most of this. Or spilled 100 million gallons of oil and screwed up the world. Just say oops and move on.
Yeah. Mr. Henry Phillips in the KRNA Rock and Roll Skybox. That from L.A. Dream. You started off in 97 with the CD On the Shoulders of Freaks.
Yeah, that was the first one, the one that started it all. And
you're still riding on the shoulders of freaks.
I sure am. Yeah, no, that's a song about how most of the people that you read about in history books throughout all of Western civilization, from the founding fathers to the Catherine the Great and Aristotle, they all had odd social habits that we might frown upon nowadays. And that's what that song's about. That's sort of the theme of the album. But yeah, no, I started out going around doing coffee houses, doing my singer-songwriter thing and trying to get people to jump on board, and people were not having it. And one time, kind of like the cooking thing, I was just like, well, you know, I'm just going to try to make fun of the whole thing. And, you know, I started putting weird lyrics to the songs, and then people started turning their heads and going, wow, this is pretty out there. And so I was like, well, maybe that's my thing. I'll just take a bunch of my old songs and start putting messed up lyrics to them. And that really worked. And then, like we talked about, Dr. Demento wound up getting a hold of an early cassette tape that I had, and he started playing the heck out of it on the radio. And we got to be friends. And the radio was always really good to me, you know, and so here I am 20 years later making hundreds of dollars a year doing comedy, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, you're good to us here on the radio, Henry, and I remember Dr. Demento. My favorite song when I was a kid with him was Irving.
Irving?
182nd fastest gun in the West.
Man, I don't know if I know that one.
That is a classic from the doctor.
And I'll have to check it out.
He really launched a few careers, Weird Al amongst.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. He completely started Weird Al, and yeah, I make probably about 0.0001% of the money that Weird Al makes, but he doesn't get to come out here to Penguins.
In the polar vortex.
Yeah. I remember the piano bar I used to go to after the shows anyway, so in a way, it's kind of more convenient to just put them both in the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah, now if they can build a strip joint there, too.
Perfect.
I'm all set.
Coming back with Henry Phillips. He's tonight and tomorrow night at Penguins Comedy Club. Online, henryphillips.com, and on Twitter at henlips. We'll get to some of his tweets in just a sec. It's 94.1 KRNA.
Eastern Iowa's.